Welcome to installment 332 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains one commandment, Prohibition 168, the prohibition on a Kohen Gadol, a high priest, not to become impure as a result of contact with a dead body. The Rambam refers us for this commandment to the book of Leviticus, chapter 21, verse 11, which states at the end of the verse, La'aviv ule'imai lo'yitama, that even for his father and mother he must not become impure. The reason for this expression is that previously the Chumash describes those close relatives for which a regular Kohen is allowed to become impure, to involve himself in their burial. These include the father, mother, brother, unmarried sister, son, and daughter. For anyone else, the Kohen is not allowed to impurify himself, as we will learn, God willing, in Prohibition 166. However, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, is forbidden from becoming impure even for them. And this is the stress of the verse, even for his father and mother he must not render himself impure. What sort of impurity is this talking about? This, says the Rambam, is referring to him becoming impure through touching the dead body or through carrying the dead body. As we explained in the laws of Tumas Meis, that there are different ways a person can become impure as a result of a dead body. One is through touching, another is through carrying a body or a piece of the body, even though one does not touch it directly, and a third way is Tumas Oyel, being under the same roof as the dead body or a part of the dead body. In this commandment, the Rambam mentions only the first two categories and omits Tumas Oyel. And the reason for this, the Rambam now explains, is because that is a separate prohibition on the Kohen Gadol. As discussed in the previous commandment in Sefer HaMitzvahs 167, which we will, God willing, be discussing tomorrow, there is a separate prohibition on the Kohen Gadol to become impure as a result of being under the same roof as a dead body. The Rambam deals now with two technical questions regarding this commandment. One problem is, how do we know there are two separate commandments for the Kohen Gadol? And a second problem is that regarding a regular Kohen, as we shall soon explain. The verse we quoted above begins, Va'al kol nafshes meis le'yovei. One should not come into any place where there is impurity of a dead body. And continues, La'aviv ule'ima le'yitama. One shall not become impure even for a mother or father. One might think, says the Rambam, that the second half of the verse explains the first half. The first half says one must not become impure, one must not come to a place of impurity, and the second half explains to who is this? That even for one's mother and father one must not become impure. In this case, we would read it all as one commandment. However, the Rambam says we divide the verse in half. The first half of the verse which says to any dead person, le yaveh, one should not come, refers to entering under the same roof as the dead body. Le yaveh, not to enter under the same roof. And that is Prohibition 167, tomorrow's commandment. The second half of the verse, one shall not become impure for the mother or father, is a second commandment, Prohibition 168, today's commandment. How do we know it's not simply an explanation of the first half of the verse? The Rambam proves this from the Sifra. The Sifra, with the oral tradition, explains that there are two separate prohibitions. Le Yitama is one, and Le Yavai is another. Not to enter the tent, and not to become impure in another fashion. Therefore, we count these two parts of the verse separately, and since they consist of two separate ideas, one of impurity under a tent, and the other of impurity through touching or carrying, they count as two separate commandments. In his legal code, the Rambam gives an example of how the two cases could be mutually exclusive. We might think that if one comes under the tent, he automatically would become tamei under Prohibition 168. But let us say, for example, that the person already is impure. Let's say the person became impure as a result of touching a dead body. He would be in violation, this Kohen Gadol, of Prohibition 168. Should he later on enter a tent where there is a dead body, he will be violating Prohibition 167. We see, therefore, there are two separate prohibitions. The second technical problem we mentioned that the Rambam deals with here is a statement of our sages that we compare the Kohen Gadol to a regular Kohen. As we will mention in our discussion of Prohibition 166, a regular Kohen also has a verse, Lo yitama, he may not become impure as a result of contact with a dead body for anyone except for his close relatives. The high priest may not become impure even for his close relatives, but the Kohen may become impure for the close relatives and no one else. Now, we have different principles of Torah interpretation taught to us through the oral tradition by which we can derive other laws of the Torah, even though they are not specifically written in Chumash. One of them is a Gezeira Shava, which means when we see the same word written in two contexts, we can compare these two areas to each other because of the common word written in both. So too over here, our sages say, since the words lo yitama, he may not become impure, are written both by the high priest and by the regular Kohen, we compare the two cases. How are they compared? Just as by a Kohen Gadol, the high priest, he violates two commandments, he has two prohibitions, so too, by a regular Kohen, he also gets two prohibitions. Since the two discussions of a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol use the same word, they are compared together. Therefore, there are two prohibitions for a Kohen Gadol and two for the Kohen Hedyot, a regular Kohen. However, the Rambam says, you will notice that he did not count these two prohibitions on a regular Kohen as two separate commandments of the 613. And the reason is, as he brought in his second of the principles of how to count the mitzvahs in the introduction to Sefer HaMitzvahs, that anything which is derived only by the 13 means of Torah interpretation, the Yud Gimel Midas, Shateir Nidreshes Bahem, any law derived by such a means does not count as one of the 613 commandments. The Kohen certainly gets two prohibitions, but we only count commandments among the 613 that have a separate verse in Chumash. Therefore, they do not count as separate commandments. The Rambam describes in his legal code that the entire tribe of Levi was separated from among the Jewish people to serve Hashem. Among the tribe of Levi, the children of Aaron or Kohen, the Kohenim, have a special task. They were specially separated to serve Hashem. They must be always pure, avoid contact with impurity, which, as the Rambam explains in his Guide for the Perplexed, is in order that they should constantly be prepared to serve in the temple, to constantly serve in the Beis HaMikdash. They must be ready, that since the Kohenim were given that task over the Levim, all the children of Aaron, all of his sons, and his descendants must remain pure in order to be ready to serve in the temple. Furthermore, the Kohen Gadol, says the Rambam, is constantly needed for service. Therefore, he must not even become impure for his close relatives. A regular Kohen could be replaced. Therefore, although he must remain pure and be ready to serve, nevertheless, another Kohen could replace him, and therefore, he is allowed to become impure for his close relatives. A Kohen Gadol, however, since he is one of a kind, he is in a level of achas, just as his service in the temple is in the one place which is forbidden for anyone else to go, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, and it is only on one day of the year, on the Yom Kippur, Achas Bashana, the one day of the year, so too he is one. He is the singularly qualified person in the Jewish people to achieve the atonement of the Jewish people. And he must always be pure, since he is unique among the Jewish people, he must always be pure. And as explained in Chassidus, this represents different levels of the neshama. We can say that the neshama can be compared to a Levi from the tribe of Levi, that the neshama, the Jewish soul, has been singled out in order to serve Hashem. However, even higher is the neshama as it is a Kohen. As explained in Zohar, that the neshama is called a bas Kohen, the daughter of a Kohen, meaning the level of a Kohen. And the level of a Kohen, one must not become impure. And this represents a level of the neshama where the Jew remains entirely pure and unaffected over from anything in the world around him. Even higher, explains in Chassidus, is the level of a Kohen Gadol. As the Baal HaTurim explains in Chumash, that when the Jewish people were made Mamlechas Kohenim, a kingdom, a nation of priests, this means not only they were made on the level of a Kohen, but the level of a Kohen Gadol, which represents Yechidus HaBenefesh, the highest, purest, unbreakable, intarnishable level of the soul, that no matter what happens, it remains in complete unity with Hashem, Yechida. It is alone and united with its source. And no matter how many things in the world try to render it impure, the neshama has a level upon which it is a kohen gadol. It is a high priest and cannot become impure for anything in the world. This is the level of a pintle yid, that on this level, tumah, impurity is impossible. Impurity cannot affect it. And this is perhaps why it comes down in the law as such, that since on a spiritual level, the Jews are kayinim gedalim, and the Jews have a level of yechidah benefesh, which can never become impure, automatically the law is that a kayin gadol lamata, a high priest here in the world, cannot become impure. Why? Because impurity is impossible to affect such a level of kayin gadol. It remains entirely pure and entirely connected with its source. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. To sponsor a shiur or for more information, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.